Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon. We've got a special treat for you today. The Edwards family is going to come around and sing one of our favorites, amen. It's Under the Blood. I tell you, I love this song, amen. I know it's going to be a blessing to you, and many of you already know this song, It's Under the Blood. So why don't you just go ahead and help us sing, amen, at this time, amen. It's Under the Blood.
While walking down a memory lane, a path so long ago, old Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought up thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to discourage me as I walked along my way. He said, "You're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound by sin. I know your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell?" Well, I heard the old accuser, and this was my reply: "You're right for all those things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness is unclean. There's only one thing I can say to what you've said to me.
It's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name.
Given me when I was born again. He washed my stained and sinful past and put new life within. No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, thank God I now can say,
it's under the blood. Oh, praise his dear name.
Away. 1 Samuel chapter number 3, verse number 1. Chapter number 3, verse number 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And notice this section right here. We might want to underline this in your Bible. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision.
At this time, we'll pick up where we left off yesterday in the message on the word of God is precious.
Precious because of its content. Let me give you a scripture. You might want to turn here. Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. This two-edged sword, Brother Kevin came down there with a sword one day, and I didn't know if he was about to chop the kids in half or if he's just going to do the illustration, but it was Damascus steel, right? I mean, it's a real deal. Made me want to chop the couch in half, amen. You know, I mean, you can't hold a sword without wanting to bust something, you know, stick something with it, right? And he brought that thing down. It's heavier than I thought, though. And I'm going to tell you something, that book's heavy. It's full. But its purpose is this. It's like a guided missile straight to your heart to make an impact. Now, they say that a sword, a double-edged sword, that's what it said, isn't it? A double-edged sword dividing asunder of the joints and the marrow. They say that a sharp, double-edged sword, Brother Sammy, has the ability to go in you and break bones in half and chop off limbs at a time. But let me say this to you. A physical sword has not the ability to get to the soul and the spirit. Y'all are fighting a physical battle on the exterior, and you're trying to do it like this. The key to success in the Christian life is one who knows how to control the sword and let the sword control you. Your intake is going to affect your outgo, your outtake. If you'll take a lot in, you'll be sending a lot out. You say, preacher, I don't understand what you're saying. I'm trying to tell you this morning that the word of God will cut you through and through. It'll leave yourself with holes all in you. But then all of a sudden, it also knows how to mend you right and send you back out in the field better than when you came. Amen. It'll cut you. Say this morning, I can take a knife and cut you all to pieces. And you'll bleed out right there. But that knife will not affect your soul and spirit like this book will. Y'all getting this? It is a convicting book. I'm still talking about precious words. Convicting book. In other words, it shows you what is wrong in your life. And then it pronounces you guilty. You know, I was over there reading in the I was running my machine the other day, and I'm listening to the word of God in my ear. And the y'all, I know some of y'all ain't going to believe this, but it's in the book of Leviticus. It was talking about don't do this, don't do that, and this, and, you know, stone this person, stone that person. Y'all read them? How many have read in the book of Leviticus? Oh, boy, I'm telling you right now, they stoning every 5 minutes, it sounded like. You're talking about population control. Guilty dead. Guilty dead. And it was in that section of Scripture in the book of Leviticus where it said this right here, speaking about young people. And it said, he that curses father and mother shall be put to death. Boy, I tell you, I paused that, backed it up, listened to it. I thought, you know what? He that curses father and mother is worthy of death. They're trying to control population with abortion. We might need to start putting the discipline back in order.
Amen.
You said, that's an awful preacher. But I'm going to tell you what, I bet you the first time somebody began to curse their mom and daddy right after their friend died, they begin to say, oh,
amen, bro.
I ain't going that way.
Yep,
the word of God showing you what's right and showing you what's wrong. It's cutting the cancer, the sickness, the sin. It's cutting all that stuff out of your life. But here's what we want to do. That's awful. That's the Old Testament law. I don't want to take none of that. I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. God's trying to show us what grace did for you. It speaks of homosexuality. It speaks of, man, somebody, look here. I've read it all before, but I never stopped to listen to what it was saying and start thinking, wow. It was saying, don't sleep with your aunt. Don't sleep with your mother-in-law. Don't sleep.
Yep.
It's in there, friend.
Amen, brother.
And God's saying these things are wrong. What he's showing you is the proper relationship is husband and wife and children in subjection. That's what God's trying to point to us and what God's trying to show us. And let me tell you something, that word of God's sharp. How many ever read a scripture, man, and that thing hit you and it was convicted to you and said, oh boy, I'm guilty of that? The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. It will convict you. Then we give you this one. God's word will separate you. It divides you. Biblical separation is when you recognize that God has called you as a believer out of the world and into a personal walk with the Lord. It will separate you. Dividing asunder. Y'all seen it in the text. 4:12. The word of God will separate you. Can I tell you the church should never look like the world? I'm going to get this while I'm on it. We're starting to enter an era where church attires begin to look like worldly attire. You say, you're judging me. I'm just saying, look here, I think there's a difference, amen. But me going over there working on the car, I'm not wearing this. If I'm feeding the cows, I'm not wearing this. But I come in God's house, amen. If I can put on my best, it's the best I got. My mama bought this thing for me just the other day. Thank God, amen. I tell you what we ought to do. We ought to develop a fund. When our young boys get to a certain age, we ought to just buy them a suit. If you want them to dress right, you might as well, man, look here. You need to put something towards that. It'll get it in their minds. I want to look the best for the glory of God. The word of God will cut you. The word of God will convict you. Let me go on. Hey, some of you just died right there. You can't take it. You know why you don't like that reproof? It's precious because of his promises. How precious it is to know that God's word will never, never fail you. God's word, how many can say God's ever failed them? Anybody? Can say, God failed me the other day. In the midst of a bad situation, when I didn't think God was a million miles away, can I tell you when it was through, God knew what he was doing. And I look back on the situation of my life and I said, you know what, God? You know more than I do. You've been faithful. You've been a friend to me. Amen. Your word's been there and it's never failed me. Hey, I'm thankful that I can preach out of a book like that. Amen. God's words never fail. It cannot fail. It will not fail. It's true from cover to cover this morning. You know, I feel sorry for people that cannot trust the word of God. You ever seen people like that? They'll be like this. People that cannot trust the word of God will always say things like this. Well, I don't really know if that's what God really meant. What? Why do you think that under the inspiration of God, that God had it placed there in sentence structure the way he put it, if God didn't really mean what he said? Well, it's getting quiet now, ain't it? I feel sorry for people who cannot trust the word of God. Can I tell you, and this may be a little bit far-fetched, but somebody said, I believe it from cover to cover, and I even agree with the maps. I don't know if I'm going to go that far. But I'll tell you this, from Genesis chapter number 1 to Revelations chapter number 22, and the amen at the end, I believe every word. I may not like everything I read, but I need to apply everything I read.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.